Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for giving more opportunities to young lawmakers to present fresh perspectives as winter session of Parliament begins. Government says it is not averse to taking up discussion on SIR drive of electoral rolls and other issues. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan assumes charge as chairman of Rajya Sabha, calls upon members to uphold constitution and follow norms. India records 32% decline in HIV infections and a 69% fall in AIDS-related deaths. New Delhi hands over 53 tons of relief material to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka as part of Operation Sagar Bandhu. And in hockey, India take on Namibia in the opening match of the Women's FIA Junior World Cup in Chile. The winter session of Parliament began today. Addressing the media ahead of the commencement of the session this morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said new generation of members of Parliament should be encouraged to raise issues from their constituencies. He said the House should benefit from the experiences of young lawmakers and the nation should also gain from the fresh perspective.
सदन में जो पहली बार चुन करके आए या जो छोटी आयु के हैं वैसे सभी दलों के सभी सांसद बहुत परेशान हैं। उन्हें अपने सामर्थ्य का परिचय कराने का अवसर नहीं मिल रहा है, अपने क्षेत्र की समस्याओं की बात बताने का अवसर नहीं दिया जा रहा है। कोई भी दल हो, हमारी ये नई पीढ़ी के आ रहे नौजवान सांसद, उनको अवसर देना चाहिए। उनके अनुभवों का हमें सदन को लाभ मिलना चाहिए। इस नई पीढ़ी के अनुभव सदन के माध्यम से राष्ट्र को भी लाभान्वित करेंगे और इसलिए मेरा आग्रह रहेगा कि हम इन चीजों को गंभीरता से लें।
The Prime Minister also urged all parties not to make the winter session a battleground for frustration born out of defeat, nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory. He said the session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. On the first day of the session today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju asserted in the Rajya Sabha that the government is not averse to holding a discussion on special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls, electoral reforms and other issues. Mr. Rijiju was responding to opposition parties who were demanding a discussion on the issue of SIR or electoral reforms in the House. The minister said the demand for discussion is under consideration.
I'm saying again, the matter related to whatever you call it, special intensive revision or electoral reforms or whatever, I have stated before the beginning of the winter session that government is not averse to taking up discussion for anything. The only thing I'm referring to today is please give some time while there are other business which are listed can be taken up. The demand which you have put forward has not been rejected. So don't presume that government is not ready to discuss on any matter.
Not satisfied with Mr. Rijiju's response, opposition parties including Congress, DMK, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House. After completing his scheduled business for the day, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till tomorrow. Earlier conducting the proceedings of the upper house as a chairman for the first time, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan urged members of Parliament to uphold the constitution and follow established norms, emphasizing the Lakshman Rekha of parliamentary conduct.
Every parliamentary device we use with sincerity becomes a step towards justice, equality and human dignity. Let us commit ourselves to ensuring that our actions inside this house reflect the aspirations of every farmer, every worker, every street vendor, every woman and youth and the poorest of the poor who look at the parliament with a lot of hopes.
Welcoming Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan on the first day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Mr. Radhakrishnan's rise from an ordinary background to the vice presidency reflects the true strength of the country's democracy.
हमारे सभापति जी एक किसान परिवार से निकले हैं और पूरा जीवन समाज सेवा के लिए समर्पित किया है। समाज सेवा ये उनकी निरंतरता रही है, राजनीतिक क्षेत्र उसका एक पहलू रहा, लेकिन समाज के प्रति समर्पित होकर के जितना कुछ अपने युवा काल से लेकर अब तक वो करते आए हैं, करते रहे हैं, वो हम सभी समाज सेवा के प्रति रुचि रखने वाले लोगों के लिए एक प्रेरणा है, एक मार्गदर्शन है।
Leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be impartial and treat the opposition and the treasury benches equally.
It is our fond hope, rather we are confident that you will take care of the entire sections of the house. Sir, we are confident that you will be impartial and treat the opposition and the treasury benches in equal measures.
Leaders of different political parties also welcomed Mr. Radhakrishnan on assuming the chair. Meanwhile, on the opening day of the winter session today, the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by opposition parties on various issues, including SIR of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Amidst the opposition ruckus, the Lok Sabha passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote. The bill seeks to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramon Naidu today informed the Rajya Sabha that some flights reported positioning system GPS spoofing in the vicinity of Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi while using GPS-based landing procedures. In a written reply to a question on GPS spoofing, Mr. Naidu told the House that contingency procedures were used for GPS-spoofed flights approaching to runway 10. He added that operations of flights on other runway ends remain unaffected due to the availability of conventional navigation aids. He added that global navigation satellite system interference reports are being received from Kolkata, Amritsar, Mumbai, Hyderabad, Bangalore and Chennai airports. Civil Aviation Minister said India is participating in global platforms to keep itself abreast of the latest methodology and technology for timely implementation of the same. He also said that to enhance cyber security against global threats, Airport Authority of India is implementing advanced cyber security solutions for IT networks and infrastructure. This is Akashvani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, and assured him India's continued support to Sri Lanka under the ongoing Operation Sagar Bandhu in providing rescue and relief to distressed persons. Mr. Modi assured that India, in line with his vision, Mahasagar, and his established position as a first responder, will continue to extend all necessary assistance in the coming days. During the conversation, President Dissanayake also conveyed his deep gratitude for India's assistance in the wake of the disaster and appreciated the swift deployment of rescue teams and relief material. Meanwhile, India has so far handed over a total of 53 tons of relief material to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. In coordination with the Sri Lankan authorities, two Indian Navy ships handed over 9.5 tons of emergency rations in Colombo following Cyclone Dithwa, while three Indian Air Force aircrafts have also been deployed to airlift another 31.5 tons of relief materials, including tents, tarpaulins, blankets, hygiene kits, ready-to-eat food items, medicines and surgical equipments. Over 150 persons have been rescued and assisted in under the operation. The rescued individuals included nationals of Sri Lanka, India, Germany, Slovenia, the United Kingdom, South Africa, Poland, Belarus, Iran, Australia, Pakistan and Bangladesh. Cyclone Dithwa recently caused severe flooding and widespread disruption across Sri Lanka. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today highlighted that India recorded a 32% decline in new HIV infections and a 69% reduction in AIDS-related deaths. Mr. Nadda was addressing the commemoration of World AIDS Day in New Delhi.
The death related to AIDS has been reduced to 69% and the global reduction is 37%. India has declined 69%. I am happy to share that the individuals who are aware about HIV in India, we have reached 85% and we have to go to 95%. Treatment coverage is 88% and the suppression load is 97%. So if we go with this momentum, certainly we will be able to capture 95 target.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India values Thailand as a long-time friend apart from being an important maritime neighbor. In his opening remarks at meeting with his Thailand counterpart, Sihasak Phuongkhetkyu in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India and Thailand have historically shared close and friendly ties. He highlighted that India's Act East policy has found a match in Thailand's Act West policy. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 0.7% to over 1.70 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to the same month previous year. The total gross GST revenue was 1.69 lakh crore rupees in the same month last year. The government has said over 2,000 nominations have been received for the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration 2025. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that the awards aim to recognise the contribution of civil servants across the country. The awards are scheduled to be conferred by the Prime Minister on the 21st of April next year on the occasion of Civil Services Day in New Delhi. In Nagaland, the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival began today at the heritage village of Kisama in Kohima. Coinciding with the Nagaland Statehood Day, the 10-day extravaganza is bringing together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, crafts and cuisine. This year, the festival is hosting six partner countries, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Austria, Malta and Switzerland, while Arunachal Pradesh is the state partner. We have more from a correspondent.
Kisama came alive today with the echoes of folk songs and dances as the festival of festivals, the Hornbill Festival, got underway at the Unity Plaza in the Naga Heritage Village Kisama. Thousands of tourists from across the country and abroad flocked to the venue to experience one of India's most vibrant cultural showcases. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bala, along with Chief Minister Nipiu Rio, officially declared the festival open by beating the traditional gong. The evening reverberated with music and the witch folk tunes of Nagaland tribes, featuring a spectacular performance titled Hornbill Dream by the Task Force for Music and Arts.
In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight, Akashvani News will bring an insightful discussion on understanding OTP-related scams and how to protect your phone from fraudsters with cybersecurity experts Amit Dube and Dr. Anup Girdhar. During the program, listeners can ask questions by simply dialing the telephone number 011-2331-0481, 011-2371-7117, 011-2371-7106, and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and coastal Andhra Pradesh till tomorrow. The Met Department said cold wave conditions are likely to occur at Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada and Punjab. In hockey, India kicked off the campaign at the Women's FIH Junior World Cup against Namibia and in Santiago, Chile this evening. The match is currently underway and India is leading by 12-0 when reports last came in. For the first time in the tournament's history, 24 teams will contest for the title. India's only medal at this level came in 2013 when the team clinched a dramatic bronze medal. India have named an 18-member squad which will be led by skipper Jyoti Singh. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for giving more opportunities to young lawmakers to present fresh perspectives as winter session of Parliament begins. Government says it is not averse to taking up discussion on SIR drive of electoral rolls and other issues. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan assumes charge as chairman of Rajya Sabha, calls upon members to uphold constitution and follow norms. India records 32% decline in HIV infections and a 69% fall in AIDS-related deaths. New Delhi hands over 53 tons of relief material to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka as part of Operation Sagar Bandhu. And in hockey, India take on Namibia in the opening match of the Women's FIA Junior World Cup in Chile. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.